of this vast universe. It is once more and again that a few of your handmaid servants have assembled themselves into these four consecrated walls. Father, we come this morning with bowed heads and humble hearts. Yes. We come, Holy Master, thanking you for your many blessings in which you have bestowed upon us.
Sure enough.
From our existence and up until this present time.
Yeah.
Father, we want to thank you for the angels in which you stationed over our beds last night.
Sure enough.
And this morning it touched us with a thing of pity and love. Yeah. And started us on another day's journey.
Yeah.
Holy Master, we realize that you did not have to do it, but you did. And then you threw your long arms of protection around us, and you led us through dangers seen and unseen.
Yep.
Father, we want to thank you for it this morning. We want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blood that is still running warm in our veins, and we still have the active use of our limbs and ears enclosed in our right mind. We want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for this few in number that thought it not robbery to come out to the house of worship just one more time. Want you to please have mercy. Bless our visitors with us this morning, if it be thy holy will.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, may we be enriched and benefited by thy presence here this morning. For we ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is in his holy temple, and all the earth keeps silent before him. Reading the 100th Psalm. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
And to his gates with thanksgiving, and to his courts with praise. We be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good.
His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth through all generations. I know Jesus will fix it after a while. He's quite young, but Jesus is still a part of his life, and I know that Jesus will fix it after a while. The young lady that you see sitting here with the microphone, she's here because of the fact that she had heard our senior choir singing, I think, at least on two occasions, and she thought that it was going to be, they would be singing here today. And of course, our senior choir is not singing, and so she asked if it would be all right if she could hear our junior choir, and we're certainly happy to have her present with her this morning. We're also happy to have Bishop Pickett with us this morning. And as it is a custom and a tradition of mine, if he's a preacher, then he came to preach. And I've never been one to stand in the way of another preacher. So I want everybody to know that we will be hearing from Bishop Pickett this morning for our morning service. Amen. 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 If God told him to go tell, that's what God meant when he said, when Jesus said go tell, that's what he meant.
That's right.
Amen. Go tell him. Tell. And that's one of the key marks of a preacher. If he can tell the story of Jesus Christ, by this Jesus said all men will know that you are my disciples. So we have Brother Bishop Pickett with us this morning, who is going to deliver the message for us this morning. At this time, we're going to ask the ushers to please come forward, and we're going to ask that you share in our mission offering and our church assessment. I tell you about me now. I started off right this year. I started off right this year. So if you want to start off right, you can do that. Amen. You can do that by starting off like I did. I paid my dues, didn't it, Sister Claire? Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus.
You can build us up there, be a spare, and just get on down.
We know you said you didn't come at every call, but you'd be here at the needed time.
Yes.
We feel and believe that this is the needed time.
Yes,
because
Jesus.
Because we're living in a mean world where men and women won't do right.
Yes,
you sir. Being a just God.
Yes.
Get out the bitterly threads of our own problems in our lives.
Yes.
Get out of time to roll on a new one. We thank you for our heavenly Father.
Thank you.
We ask you to bless all that's on the weak side of my heart.
Yes.
Bless them with this blessing that they understand in need.
Yes.
Pour them in the hollow of thine own hands.
Yes.
Creating them clean in your heart.
Yes.
And forgive them of their many sins.
Yes.
Now we ask you to bless this offering.
Yes.
Those that are giving this offering.
Yes.
And those that have it not. That it may be used in the purpose in which it was given.
Yes.
These and all of the blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' name.
Morning. My name is Mary Ann McDonald. I'm working for the Florida Folklife Office over in White Springs. We're doing a special project in the St. John's River area. We've been looking around for really good gospel choirs, and I've been going to several programs in the Hastings area. So I think Hastings has some of the best music around here. And I've heard the adult choir, and I'm so glad today to hear the children's choir. And I'm going to be recording it, and I'm sorry if this gets in the way or if I make noise. I'll try not to. Thank you all again for having me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
My name is Mr. Alexander, and I live right in Hastings. I retired from the military, and I'm home now.
Amen.
Family. And I just wanted to say that I appreciate you all having me here this morning.
Amen.
To enjoy my children sing. This is the first time I've attended any function that they were doing in the church. At this end of the church, we go to church out in East Hastings on Sundays. And I told them they were going to have a program up here this afternoon, so I made my business up here this afternoon. Listen to the sing. Listen to the choir. The choir is about to speak.
Let the hand walk with us. Every time you're in peace, every time you're in my life, oh, that's the job. Thank you. Time, and I just would like to say, Sister Nels,
Sister Hamilton, Sister Nelson, and Sister Cynthia Fitz, Sister Myra Chester, Sister Betty Tun, and Dara Singer, and Sister Wilhelmina Ross will be taking ads, or you may contact them for your different ads, family ads that you would like to have posted in this book that's be made up, as at least would likely to turn in before the 1st of April. And you may see either of these persons to get your ads in, also your memorials service from your recent families that has been members of, that has passed and been members of this church. We ask you to see those people for these particular things and have them in by the 1st of April. Thank you.
I would like to announce that on Saturday, which is the 2nd of February, the choirs of Gethsemane Baptist Church will be in concert. This program will start at 7:30, and it's sponsored by a new group that was just formed up to the church, the Stuart Gospel Ensemble, or chorus, and we would appreciate if you all would come out.
Tell the young people, junior choir, that we're going to have choir practice here Tuesday after the first Sunday. We're going to Presbyterian the Jeff Grove at 3 p.m. on the third Sunday. So, Sister Jones and myself, we would like to see you all out here at 4 o'clock Tuesday after the first Sunday. That's because we're from Tuesday. And the Saturday before the second Sunday, we're going to meet with Sister
Westbrook
at 5 p.m. That's the Saturday before the second Sunday. We're going to meet with her. She's not going to be here next Tuesday, but she will be here that Saturday. So we're going to practice by ourselves. We're going to learn a couple new songs. So when she gets with us, you'll already know the words of the song, okay? So that's the Tuesday after the first Sunday and at 4 p.m. and the Saturday before the second Sunday, okay?
Now, you've heard these announcements. We're asking that you would please govern yourselves accordingly. We are certainly interested in our young people, and we want you to govern yourselves accordingly. Please be prompt on time, as Sister Nelson has asked us to do, so that we can get in our practice, so that when we go and present ourselves down to Jethro First Baptist Church, we will be able to present it wholeheartedly. Again, we want to welcome our guests from Jethro First Baptist Church and those that are visiting with us in our morning service. They saw me coming up here, and I made more or less a U-turn in the road going back to the house because I had forgotten my glasses. You see, if you forget your glasses, you're in trouble. Y'all say amen. So I had to make a U-turn in the road, and they just passed right on by me. I said, well, they're going in that direction. I hope that they're coming to Mount Moriah. As it relates to Sister Hamilton's announcement in regard to our 100th anniversary, it is very important that you try to get your name or your picture or your family picture in on this program in which we're going to have here. And to know that this church has been in existence for 100 years is something in which you can cherish, something in which you can keep, a momentum of yours that you can say, I was once a member of Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist Church, and when they had their 100th anniversary, I also was there and I participated. We had our 100th anniversary at Jethro First Baptist Church, if my memory serves me correctly, 4 or 5 years ago. And the books in which we have there is something to go back and unfold and see my family and to see your families and other families and even families of the deceased in that one particular portfolio. So we're going to urge everybody that belongs to this church to become a part of that 100th anniversary. So when your children and your grandchildren grow up, they can say, this was my mother, and she sang in the choir, or she was an usher, or she was a deaconess, or he was a deacon in the church. That's important.
Yes.
Where there's no vision, the people perish. And where there's no written records, you get lost by word of mouth.
Amen. True.
So we want to urge everybody to be on time. Get your monies in, get your pictures in, so we can have this wonderful portfolio to keep the rest of our lives. I want to thank you, Brother Arthur.
I thank God for my chance of being here this morning, but still leaving you the one in mind of what happened to Lincoln McConaughey.
Well,
it's really not a usual thing for him not to be here.
It sure is.
I feel like something must have happened,
yes,
and I'd like to know what it would be. Sister McConnell, can you talk? I know something must have came up that he couldn't be here, but as I said, I'm thankful for my chance.
Amen.
And have this opportunity because we realize that now we're, a lot of sicknesses is going on in the community, the flu is going around. No doubt. Something like that might have happened and forfeit his chance of being here. But we should be thankful for the opportunity we now enjoy, because the same thing could have happened to us. Lord fed us and give us this time. However, we're going to continue on with the devotion, asking everybody to help us to come before you, to join in with us.
Amen.
And saying that we come in the presence with uplifted voices. Working in the vineyard for my Savior.
You are my Lord.
couldn't be doing a better thing.
Amen.
Because this is what it takes. As he said, that we're going to be one in the last days, what he called.